Save Our Schools was the protest chant for Saturday, February 8, 2003, in a march and rally to protest the Santa Cruz City School Board and closing two public schools. There will be a special school board meeting on Tuesday, February 11 at 6 p.m. at the Mission Hill Junior High Auditorium to address whether to reopen the discussion of closing the two public schools. Students, parents, teachers, and supporters met at Brant's Forte Elementary on the east side of Santa Cruz and Mission Hill Junior High School on the west side of Santa Cruz, and simultaneously marched, which met with a huge rally at the downtown Santa Cruz Clock Tower, where approximately 400-plus assembled to rally and listen to speakers. We start off with MC and City Council member Cynthia Matthews.
We're here today because our schools are in crisis. It's a crisis not just in Santa Cruz, but throughout our county, in San Lorenzo Valley, in Capitola, Pajaro, and throughout our state.
Estamos aquí no nomás por nuestras escuelas de Santa Cruz, pero es una crisis que compartimos con el estado, con el condado.
Over the last few years, our district has made deep cuts, and they need to make more cuts in the future. These are terrible situations that none of our trustees want to make.
Hay que recortar el presupuesto. Han tenido que recortar mucho nuestro presupuesto y van a tener que hacer más recortes. Este es un trabajo que los directores, que a los directores ni a nadie quiere.
This community has shown over and over again that it supports education. It passed measures E and H for school bonds. It passed measures C and D to support our schools. This gathering today shows that people in Santa Cruz support their schools.
Es obvio de que nuestra gente de aquí de Santa Cruz apoya siempre a las escuelas con las medidas E y H, las medidas C y D. Hay que seguirle.
The recent decision of the school board to close two schools has thrust this community into crisis. This is a crisis, but it is also an opportunity to bring together the energy of the schools to focus on the future of our schools.
Esta situación es una crisis para nuestra comunidad. Hay que hacer de esta crisis una oportunidad para salvar las escuelas, para unirnos como comunidad.
What we want is to move forward through this crisis with a process that has integrity. We want to channel the positive energy of this community. We want to conduct this very difficult discussion in an atmosphere of respect. What we want at the end of all of this is quality schools for our children that are sustainable for the future. At the end of this crisis, we want to look back and say, Santa Cruz rose to the occasion at the most difficult time in the history of our schools, and we did the right thing for our kids.
Este va a ser un proceso largo. Hay que aguantarnos, hay que unirnos para que el Estado ve a Santa Cruz como un ejemplo para todos de lo que podemos nosotros hacer para nuestros hijos.
Our next speaker is teacher and parent, Kathy Mitchell.
Hi everyone, it's a beautiful day and Santa Cruz has great kids. Our students receive a wonderful education because we have 6 fine schools. We need to keep all those schools open. I'd like the school board to review the work done by the Facilities Use Committee last year. Their number one option was keep all our schools open.
Dice Kathy Mitchell, que es una de las maestras y también que fue parte del comité, quiere pedir al board que revisiten el comité de uso de facilidades del año pasado, que promueve la idea de mantener nuestras 6 escuelas abiertas, promovieron ideas para mover el presupuesto para permitir esto. Dice que nosotros, nuestros niños valen la pena.
We need to save money, so make some cuts in personnel, but keep all our schools open.
Podemos recortar personal, pero hay que mantener nuestros planteles abiertos.
Move the people from the district office into the sites, but keep all our schools open.
Dice, hay que mover administración a nuestros planteles escolares. Hay que mantener las escuelas abiertas.
Instead of placing this burden on our children, have the adults shoulder some of the change. Instead of moving the students, move the employees. Instead of closing two neighborhood schools, bring the staff to the schools. That's where the children are.
Thank you. En vez de hacer que paguen nuestros hijos con la clausura de salones y sobrecargar otras escuelas, hay que mover a los adultos, hay que mover administración y otro personal a que estén junto con nuestros hijos. Son sus clientes.
Thank you, Kathy. Our next speaker is Arturo Lopez.
Una de cal por las que van de arena. Se ha dicho que la comunidad latina no tiene interés en participar en este trabajo de recuperación de nuestras escuelas. ¿Estamos presentes? ¡No las oigo! ¿Se puede o no se puede? ¿En dónde estamos? ¿Qué queremos? Escuelas abiertas para nuestros hijos. Y que perdonen los que solamente hablan inglés, que no haya traducción en este momento. La pasión es más que la razón. El dinero está depositado en los esfuerzos en favor de la guerra. El dinero está con Enron. El dinero está con Halliburton. El dinero está con .com. Ellos se lo llevaron. Those guys are the thieves. We need that money here to keep our schools open. Hubo un pueblo de gigantes. Y los gigantes estaban contentos. Y los gigantes estaban durmiendo porque a los gigantes no les faltaba mucho, no les faltaba gran cosa. Un día en la mañana desayunaron con la noticia de que les habían volado unas torres en la gran ciudad. Un día desayunaron esos gigantes con la noticia de que su dinero se lo habían llevado las corporaciones y dijeron, no pasa nada, que venga Halliburton, que venga .com con camiones de 18 ruedas para llevarse lo que nos sobra. Y por la noche supieron que sus escuelas se iban a cerrar y los gigantes despertaron porque sintieron un baño de agua fría que los despertaba y los llamaba a la acción. Los gigantes se enojaron. Los gigantes hablaron y exigieron sus escuelas abiertas. Keep our schools open.
Can I ask you why you're here?
Board directors not to close any of the schools, so we want all these schools to be open.
Do you have kids that are in school?
Yeah, I have one and one that is going for next year.
And what school is it they go to?
Bayview.
Bayview? Yeah. And that's on the west side?
On the west side, yeah. Mission and Bay.
Thank you.
Save our schools! Save our
Can I ask you why you're here?
I'm here to hopefully keep all our schools open and get a fair decision rescinded, get a fair decision made.
You have kids that are in school?
I have two boys here and a third to come, hopefully.
And where do they go to school?
My two boys are at Bayview, and I'd love them to be able to go back to Bayview.
Do you go to school?
I go to Bayview.
And they want to shut that one down?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
We don't think that they should shut down any.
Me too. Neither they should. They shouldn't shut no schools down.
How old are you guys?
I'm 10.
I'm 11.
I'm 11.
What grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
Yeah.
We're all in fifth grade. Well, good luck with you guys. I hope you can succeed. Michigan's Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 at the town clock. Check out www.saveallourschools.org. 427-5353. That's 831-427-5353 or saveallourschools.org.
The last speaker, Santa Cruz City Council member and activist for the welfare of our school, Scott Kennedy.
I have a letter which I won't read, but it's a letter from Assemblymember John Laird saying that he will fully support a parcel tax to try to correct some of the errors we have. And I want to invite any of the elected officials who are in the crowd and former elected officials. I see former Mayor Crone is here and other people. Please come forward and sign this letter. I think it's really important that go to the school board.
So, nuestro miembro del Consejo de la Ciudad de Santa Cruz, Scott Kennedy, dice que el señor John Laird, que es miembro de la Asamblea del Estado de California, está dispuesto a apoyar la petición para un impuesto predial, una alza de impuesto predial para apoyar las escuelas.
I want to say, first of all, how important it is that we not allow this increasingly stressful economic situation to pit us against one another.
No podemos dejar que esta situación crea enemistades entre nosotros. Tenemos que unirnos para conquistar.
Not to set one school against another school, not to attack teachers or parents of other schools, and not to attack school board members.
No queremos ver ataques entre maestros, ataques entre los padres de familia, ataques hacia el board de directores de educación tampoco. Esta es una cosa positiva que tenemos que hacer.
They are facing impossibly difficult decisions. I personally have written to Donna Kohick begging her to reconsider and to stay on the board. We need her expertise and her background and her experience. Please contact her. Ask her to stay on the board.
Dice que lo que tiene el board que hacer con el presupuesto es una situación imposible. Él apoya a Donna Kohick y la está pidiendo de que vuelva a servir el board. Tiene mucha experiencia. Si ustedes quieren hablar con ella, hazlo.
I want to broaden the discussion a little bit, if you'll excuse me. And I know some people think it's not to point, but I think it's very much to the point.
Quiero ampliar un poco mi discusión. Quizás no sea que algunos creen que no está junto al punto, pero yo creo que sí es.
And I want to start with a quote from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, "We must not consider it unpatriotic to raise basic questions about our national character. We must begin to ask, why are there 40 million people who are poor in a nation overflowing with unbelievable affluence?" Yeah!
Tiene algo aquí que dijo el señor Martin Luther King. No podemos considerar que es fuera del patriotismo hacer preguntas básicas sobre nuestro carácter nacional. Tenemos que empezar a preguntar ¿Por qué hay 40 millones de pobres en esta nación que está increíblemente rica?
He continues, why has our nation placed itself in the position of being God's military agent on earth? Why have we substituted the arrogant undertaking of policing the whole world?
¿Por qué esta nación se ha puesto en la posición de ser el agente militar de Dios en este mundo? ¿Por qué?
He said, why have we substituted the arrogant undertaking of policing the whole world for the high task of putting our own house in order?
¿Por qué nos hemos hecho las policías de todo el mundo para nosotros poner nuestra casa en orden?
What would it mean for a nation to put its own house in order? Wouldn't that mean decent schools for our children? Wouldn't that mean adequate funding for our schools? Wouldn't that mean excellent teachers with adequate pay and benefits? Special programs for children who have special needs? These are the things that are at risk.
Poner la casa en orden no sería tener escuelas para nuestros hijos, tener fondos adecuados para las escuelas, proveer nuestras maestras excelentes con salarios buenos y beneficios y educaciones por programas especiales para niños que lo requieren. ¿Eso no es poner la casa en orden?
We are facing the consequence of cascading terrible policies and distorted priorities at the state and federal level. And the problems are cascading down on the local jurisdictions.
Nosotros somos las víctimas de programas inapropiados del gobierno federal y del gobierno de nuestro estado. Nosotros y nuestros hijos somos las víctimas.
We have a Democratic governor who is forcing 100,000 cuts in jobs by local cities, counties, and local schools.
Tenemos un gobierno demócrata que está empujando a nuestras ciudades y condados a cortar 100,000 trabajos en este estado.
We have a Democratic governor in California who is proposing drastic cuts while not even touching the number of prisons and building a new death chamber for capital punishment.
Dice que el gobernador no está cortando prisiones y hasta está haciendo cuartos para matar a los prisioneros condenados.
We have a president who presents a budget with a $350 billion deficit, anticipates $2 trillion in additional debt, and doesn't even include the price of the war with Iraq in his budget.
Hay trillones de deuda en nuestro gobierno, y ni cuenta lo que va a costar la guerra con Irak.
This Wednesday, I'll be flying to Washington, D.C. A group called Cities for Peace has invited me to represent the city of Santa Cruz at a demonstration in Washington, D.C. Santa Cruz was the first city in the United States to formally take a position against the war on Iraq.
Ha sido invitado a representar a nuestra ciudad de Santa Cruz en la ciudad de Washington, D.C., en la capital federal, en una marcha que le nombran Ciudades por la Paz. Santa Cruz es la primera ciudad de nuestra nación que ha salido en contra de la guerra en Irak.
Since Santa Cruz took its position against the war in Iraq, 66 other cities have followed suit.
Desde que Santa Cruz salió en contra de la guerra, 66 ciudades han seguido.
They expect that number to double in the next week.
En la próxima semana, seguro que van a ser doble esa cantidad.
Cities for Peace has asked for a meeting with President Bush. We haven't heard back from him yet where he'll meet with us. We filed that under DAW.
Que Ciudades por la Paz quieren una cita con el presidente, quieren promover sus ideas a nuestro presidente Bush.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to make, and I'll stop with this, those of next week at this time at the county building at 11 o'clock, there will be another march, and I want to encourage all of you to be here, because we need to understand those who are opposed to war, that war will close our schools. 11 o'clock at the county building.
A las 11 de la mañana, en frente de las oficinas del condado que están por la Ocean, nos invita a otra demostración pacífica por la paz. Y quiere ver a todos ustedes participando porque la guerra nos cierre a las escuelas.
And those who want to save our schools have to stop this war.
Y nosotros que queremos salvar las escuelas tenemos que parar esta guerra también.
Above all, today, the important message is the one that's been said so often. We need to save all six of the schools. Grants of 40. Colt. De La Viega. Natural Bridges. Bayview. Westlake. And there was no priority implied in the order that I gave them. Thank you so much. Support these good folks who put all this together. Make a pledge personally. Support the parcel tax. Support your local schools. Let's turn out and make sure that we start to rebuild the distorted priorities of this country from the bottom up.
You've been listening to a protest rally in response of the closure of two public schools in the city of Santa Cruz, California, on Saturday, February 8th, 2003. On Tuesday, February 11th, 2003, the Santa Cruz City School Board has agreed to hold a special meeting to address one issue, whether to reopen the discussion of the closing of the two schools. Please come down on Tuesday, February 11th at 6 p.m. at the Mission Hill Junior High Auditorium. If you'd like to donate or find out more information, please go to www.saveallourschools.org. That's one word, saveallourschools.org. Or you can call 831-427-5353. That's 831-427-5353. Reporting for Free Radio Santa Cruz, I'm Skidmark Bob.